Hello and welcome to this month's meditation. Now, the topics that we go over this month, inevitability thinking and balancing scarcity mindset, there may be certain energies or thoughts that immediately rise up for you. Make sure that you're noting them, you're not holding on to them, but that you bring awareness to them. As we begin this meditation, please make sure that you're in a comfortable, quiet place and in a good position to really soak up the information. And also, if it feels right to you, honor if you would like to listen to it in the car, as you're falling asleep, or before you fully hit the snooze button and woken up. We're going to start with taking some deep breaths, as always, and I want you to honor how it feels for you. So breathe as deeply, or as shallow, or as long as feels right to you. Honor that. Begin to find a rhythm in your breathing, trusting that whatever breath you take in and whatever you exhale out is perfectly made for you. Now we're going to start breathing in truth and breathing out the lies that we've told ourselves surrounding scarcity. Now this is going to happen energetically first. You don't have to think about every rule or reality that you may be living in that equates to scarcity. But instead, just feel the energy leaving your body even for just a moment. It may feel completely unfamiliar. You may not know if you're even doing it quote unquote right, and that's perfect. Now, as you continue this breathing, allow for thoughts to release. They might come in, perhaps you put them in a bubble, you encapsulate them in a cloud, they float away, perhaps you spin and they ricochet away from you. But allow for them to make themselves known. Always acknowledge all thoughts, but no need to hold on to any of them, whether they're preferential or not. Now let's talk about balancing scarcity mindset. What that really means. When you consider balancing the scarcity within yourself, this is not about finding something that is far greater, something that is untrue within yourself or within your belief system right now, nor is it about seeing things so pessimistically that it's not accurate either. We're simply seeing things as they are. Now, what's magical about this space of as they are, as it truly is, we find limitless potential in the is. Pay attention to the energy behind my words as I say this. Seeing things not better than they are, nor worse than they are, allows for you to see things as they are. And under the is energy, there is limitless potential. The only limitations that we create as humans are so that we can understand the constructs of our reality, so that we can put things into boxes and find some way to determine or define what we're experiencing as a human. It's actually a beautiful thing that we have done. The only caveat, the only struggle within this is that we have also forgotten, because we live in a world of duality, we have forgotten that all things are possible, including things that seem small, or also known as our limitations, or the expansiveness of possibility, what may seem out of reach right now. But both exist on the plane of your is energy, of all that you can be, of all that you can experience. And so we start removing the need for things to look a certain way when we realize that we can choose what's seemingly small, what is seemingly perceived as scarcity, as well as what we perceive as abundance. For it is only a perception. More does not have to mean abundance. Why did we write that rule for ourselves? Ah, so we could understand the constructs of our reality. But does that make it real? Or does that make it false? Or does it make it just what it is? This is obviously a very personal choice that you get to make, that you get to choose, that you are blessed with the ability to make a decision of what will my consciousness choose? Will I believe that scarcity even exists? How will I balance the perception of scarcity? In those moments where I can feel myself energetically balling up, becoming smaller, trying to take up less space, which is so inauthentic to my soul. Instead, I can close my eyes and visualize or feel or find the actions, the beliefs, the moments in time that I expand energetically outwardly again, that I remember that I can choose to see things better than they are, worse than they are, or as they are. And in the isness of all that I am, I realize that in every single moment, with no guilt or shame and full responsibility, that my perception has created the perceived scarcity in my mind. I also understand that in assuming this responsibility, that I understand that some of my neural networks in my brain have just been wired for my perceived scarcity, for my unpreferred experience with scarcity. And inevitably, my thoughts route that way, the energy around me routes that way. Therefore, my reality begins to be perceived, experienced, and show up as that reality. However, did I need proof as a child as to what my reality had to be? Or did it flow? Did I even consider the scarcity? In my youngest years, perhaps I can't even remember them now. What was the potential reality? What is the potential reality now? What can I remove from my programming? What can be true now? And instead of seeing things better or worse, but perhaps as they are, during this meditation, in this moment with myself, I call forth my higher self and I ask it, what can also be true? I need not strive for anything different than what I have right in front of me in this exact moment in the now. I am fully fulfilled because there is nothing outside of me that can make me fuller and more vibrant than my own soul remembering truth. And I bask in that. So as I balance my scarcity, as I understand what my scarcity even is, where it comes from, and that I am bigger than it, that I am not a victim to it, and even if it was bestowed upon me by previous individuals, I will see it as a gift, and I will see it as something that is malleable, that can mold and shift and shake, just as energy oscillates. And as the flow of life continues to give me ups and perceivable downs, I understand that I can choose to follow my belief of elevation, my belief of what will continue to be better because I have a perception of what better means. And I also understand there may be some incredible rules I get to break on what better has to mean to me. For I am building my better from a scarcity-based mind, and it is not even true. So of course, it's not working. Of course, my perception of better cannot be completed because it is not in alignment with my soul. So instead, in this meditation, and every day for the next 30 days, I will do my best to maintain a high vibrational understanding, a high vibrational version of myself, to remember the truth and to consistently solidify what my reality can be moving forward. And I will build the perception of abundance on that vibration and nothing less. Never from my scarcity mind, never from my scarcity vibration will I attempt to build a reality. For I will create hills and mountains and longer treks than necessary. My higher self has the answer. It can be no other way. And in case no one has told you today, I love you.